Coming up next hour in trending political news, we're going to talk about, we have to talk about, former special counsel Robert Mueller. He finally spoke out. He gave his conclusion of the Mueller report. But right now, Steve wants to do Ask Steve. This is one of his favorite segments. And it's where we ask you questions and you give us answers.
I'm excited.
Yes. Okay, that's the first question.
Yeah.
What are some of the things, this is one, what are you so excited about?
The future.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about how God unravels things because it throws a lot of people into something. But, you know, earlier I was talking about this scripture.
Yes.
But what it says was, like I use this Darby Bible translation,
mm-hmm.
and it said, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world that he may put to shame the wise. So what the guy was explaining to me was people, the wise people that think they know everything, mm-hmm. sometimes what God do is he'll do something that appears to be so foolish to confound them, to befuddle their mind, just show them this that he can work anything out of anything. That's the translation he gave me. And I just get excited when stuff is happening in my life and I'm in anticipation of what God is going to do.
Oh, yeah. Expectation, anticipation. I love that. All right. Carla, you got a question?
I've asked
y'all
you this question before.
Y'all be thinking of something, fellas, because they're going to come to you next. Okay.
Duh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm filing the train.
We've talked about this before. Planning a vacation on a budget.
This year's, give me a budget. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this year's budget is $3,500. Go.
$3,500.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Bam. Here we go. Where you going from?
Let's say I'm a leave from Texas.
Texas. Okay.
I'm about to ball out. Listen carefully. Go ahead, Steve. Tell them what I'm about to do.
Take notes, girl.
Listen to this. You can't drive because Texas is going to suck up 3 days.
It's a lot of gas.
That's just too damn big. You ain't close to nothing if you in Texas.
Mm.
Okay. So
unless you're just going through another Texas city. Uh-huh. But let's say you're in Houston.
Okay, I like it.
You're in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would buy a ticket to, now you ain't gonna understand this.
I'm listening.
But to the coastal beaches of Pensacola.
Okay.
Florida.
That's an underserved place.
Mm-hmm.
Fly into Mobile. I don't know if you can fly into Pensacola in 40 minutes from Mobile. Fly into Mobile, mm-hmm. cheap. Get you a nice resort hotel right on the beach. That water down there is pretty, and them beaches are clean. And this time of year, it ain't a lot of people down there.
And they got
the little beach places that they came back after the hurricane. They got nice little shops down there. The food down there is good. And now $3,500, you balling hard.
Yeah, so this is for the entire family.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, man, family of 4-5. Yeah, you're down there balling hard.
Okay.
$3,500.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, I like
you're
it.
Balling
thank
hard.
You.
Nice beaches down there. Look them up.
Okay.
All right, Junior. Come on. What's your question for Ask Steve?
Okay, Unc. I watched this movie. I watched this movie last night, and it was so horrible. You can't get your time back. What was a movie that you watched that you?
It was horrible.
You can't get your time back.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible. What's the movie you watched? You know you hated.
Pink Panther.
Peter Sellers.
Man, I was so
Steve Martin.
Oh my God.
I don't care.
I love Peter.
What I saw was Peter Sellers. I hated that movie.
Did you like Peter Sellers as an actor or comedian? Did you like him as that, a comedic actor? Oh, okay. You have
Inspector
to like him.
You can't get none of your time back.
You have to like him in order to like Pink Panther.
Angry.
You were angry?
Set up in here that came down to this damn movie. This what it is.
Can't get your time back.
Boss,
come on, nephew. You have a question for your uncle. I know you
give
do.
Give me something baller that Steve Harvey do on vacation that I can do.
Let me say this. Now, hold on. I'm taking
the wife to Turks and Caicos. Give me something baller I can do.
Okay, he can't go to Pensacola.
Let me ask you something.
Shut up, Carla.
He too good for Pensacola.
But not Tommy.
Yes, sir.
Now, what I tell you this, let me ask you a question before I say it.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you going to have to involve other people?
Nah, this just us.
Well, okay, that's so inside, but it's so funny.
No, every time I tell him something, we got to get some more people so we can split it. I just need to know is I'm taking 8 couples.
No,
Steve,
just
wrong
one
for that.
Couple.
No, Shirley.
That's inside and you know it.
Shirley, no, we done had this discussion.
Way inside, that's all right, come on.
No, we've had this discussion publicly before.
Oh, it's funny now.
Now, okay, Tommy, so you're going to Turks and Caicos.
Yes, sir.
And you want to do something baller.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's the deal. You're at the resort. You go to the manager. Mm-hmm. One evening, without her knowing it, you just tell her to get dressed, y'all going to dinner. Okay. Have the manager put a table out on the beach. Put them tiki lamps around it to supply lamps and stuff for light. Mm-hmm. And have 2 waiters at your beck and call. One for all drinks and beverages and one to get food. Somebody standing about 12 feet away at all times. You're on the beach, it's dark. They bring you food and your drinks and you on the beach. Linen, candles, chandeliers for candelabras, that type of thing. And pimp hard.
What that cost when I go to the manager?
Supposed to give
right
them the budget.
Dale.
Oh, man.
You can do the same thing.
Now we got to have
you
a.
You can do the same
now
thing.
Now we got to have a damn luncheon buffet table bought out so 8 more couples can come out and split the cost.
All right, coming up next, run that prank back with the nephew right after this.